This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Thursday. It is September 11th. It is 5:31. Thank you guys so much for being here. We are ready to go, almost to the weekend, and I am ready for it. Don't know about you guys. How's everybody doing this morning?
I am not ready for it at all.
No?
No, I am. No, I'm with you. I'm just excited for the weekend. And, you know, yesterday I've kind of been in a funk. I mean, and I don't know if you ever feel this way, Mercedes. I just, been doing the same thing every day, stay at work till 1 o'clock, and then I just do some grocery shopping, and then I end up going home. So I said, you know what, I'm just going to go down to the Arts District and go for a walk. And that's what I did, and went to a couple stores. And, you know, I love the Arts District. I know you all know it very well. For me, it's new. So I love that you have a chance. Most of these places, are the owners are there. You know what I mean? They're like a married couple or they're a family. So I just really dug it. I guess I would just call it like a refresh, simple refresh.
So yeah, sometimes you just need to reset your day and just get out of your comfort zone and try something new.
Yeah. How was your day?
My day was an interesting day. It was a lot going on. Had a couple of errands to run. I was very excited when everything was said and done. I was able to sit down and watch A Summer I Turned Pretty last night. I felt like it was a much better episode than last week. So that was my way of escaping reality and just kind of getting away watching that. Caught some Big Brother last night. And yeah, just kind of getting things ready for the weekend. I'm hosting a big gala for the Girl Scouts on Saturday. So just trying to get things ready for that and go over my script. It's going to be a lot of fun. So looking forward to that. How you doing this morning, Steph?
Everything's great here. Yesterday after the show, actually, I had a lot of stuff to do to get ready for our Four Corners food drive coming up in a couple of weeks, so we're getting prepared for that. And then Momo hasn't been out like at the park in a while because the heat has been so hot, but since the weather is cooling down, I was like, you know what? let's go walk to the park. So Momo and I, we walked to the park just across the street, and he loved it. And it was so nice just to get away. I left my I did bring my phone. I intended to leave my phone at home, but I was like, I want to
security blanket. You got to bring it sometimes.
Exactly. So we walked to the park, and then I just chilled for a couple hours, finished up on some work, and then ended my night watching the samurai turn pretty.
Oh, yeah. So many questions. Yeah. You can't say anything, right, guys?
I mean, without spoiling anything, I think we could talk about it, but I don't want to spoil anything for anyone hasn't been updated. Have you been getting up to date, Julian?
I'm still on season two, but I know I keep saying this. I'm like a broken record. I'm going to catch up on all of it this weekend, but I mean, I assume last night was very good. Yes, ladies.
What did you think of it, Mercedes?
I liked it. Yeah, I thought it was good. I think that they are inviting some new storylines in that are going to make things really tricky, being that there's only one episode left.
Yes.
So I was just kind of like, whoa, okay, we're going here now. How are we going to wrap this up in one episode?
I don't know why, but every episode that passes, I get just more frustrated and more upset.
Yeah.
Like, there is no team anyone for me still. I just think like, how are they going to end this? Why am I still so upset? Why can't we finish this? And like, it makes sense to me, but maybe next week it'll lighten me up.
Just seeing some rumors and people were saying there was a lot of foreshadowing in this episode that there might be a surprise episode that drops. There was something specific that happened that they showed that was indicating a possible surprise episode, and then also that the last episode could be like a really long one, not just the usual hour. So it'll be interesting to see. Yeah, definitely one of those guilty pleasures for sure. So much to come up on the show this morning. We have an early edition of Heads Up just after 6 o'clock. We are going to get you tickets to the Renaissance Festival happening in October. That's on the way. And of course, your Disneyland tickets at 7:30 with the Mega Minute. Don't go anywhere. Let's start the show. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Come to My Window by Melissa Etheridge?
Come to my
Do you want to hear Beggin' by Måneskin?
I'm begging you. Put your love in the hand now, baby. I'm begging you. Put your love in the hand now, darling.
Or do you want to hear Lucky by Britney Spears? Choices. You can get your votes in right now. You can tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. Vote on our Facebook page too. It's right there for you, Mercedes in the Morning, or just text or call us right now. 702-364-9400 is our number. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. Here we go. You're gonna want to hear this.
We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. Let's talk about dating apps. Do any of them actually work, or are they just full of fake profiles and wasted swipes? Coming up, Julian is asking which ones are worth it. We'll talk about it next, but first, the votes are in, and Come to My Window by Melissa Etheridge is the pre-show you pick up.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. Yeah. It's Mercedes in the Morning, pre-show you pick 'em.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. You know how everyone jokes that like dating apps are just full of either catfish or it's just like swipe, swipe, swipe until your thumb cramps up? You've been on them, Julian. You're currently on them, but half the time you think like the profiles are fake, and then the other half it's just like an unfair competition. What are you seeing out there?
I really do. It's rough out here in these streets, people. I would love some advice from anyone in the room, anyone that's listening. From your experience, which dating apps actually work, and then which ones are complete waste of time? Because I'm so confused. The number, call or text, 702-364-9400. I'm on the dating apps, and I just don't understand. Now, I am not Brad Pitt. I fully realize that, but I don't think I'm like difficult to look at. And it's like slim pickings, Mercedes. Like, I'm not getting that many matches. And the ones that do, I know they don't exist. Or they live like in Zimbabwe.
Well, okay, so let's go back a little bit. Sure. You said you're on the dating apps. Which dating apps are you on?
I'm on Hinge. I'm on Tinder. I'm on Coffee Meets Bagel. And I'm on Bumble and The League. Okay, so... Okay, the main ones are the Bumble, Hinge, CMB, which is Coffee Meets Bagel, and The League.
Okay, so I have never been on a dating app in my life, but from what I know about it, because a lot of my friends are, Bumble's the one where the women pick you, right?
Yes.
Okay. Are you, do you have like, there's like free versions, and then there's like the paid ones. Which ones are you on?
So, great question. I'm on the free ones. And I, in the back of my head, I'm like, I don't need to pay for this, do I? And I, that's the battle. Like, I don't know if it makes that much of a difference. If I'm not getting any luck on the free, well, if I'm getting minimal luck on the free versions, that's kind of like a sign, don't you think?
See, the way I look at it, and I don't know what anyone else thinks, but if I were on a dating app and I was looking for a guy, I would kind of in the back of my mind think, okay, if this guy can't cough up, like, I don't know what it costs, $20 to or whatever for the premium version, how serious is he really about meeting someone? To me, it feels like you're not investing in your future.
I love how you make it. No, that's great. But at the same time, I'm sure there's people just like me that are testing the waters. And I'm like, I mean, Mercedes, I should be able to get like... This makes you sound like a loser, and I'm not. But I should be able to get one or two that live in Las Vegas. They all live, or they don't exist. They all live in different countries.
Huh. Well, that just sounds like spam, like our catfishers. Yeah, I wouldn't go there, but nothing. No luck in Vegas yet, huh?
Yeah, very. I mean, none that I remember. That's why I think that part of this is fake. So if anyone...
I think you should invest the money. I really do. I it sends a message to... It would to me, like, hey... I'm putting some effort into this. I'm really serious. I want to meet someone. And maybe that would kind of open up the selection to more people. Like, that's just my opinion. Again, I've never been on a dating app in my life, so I have no idea. We're getting some texts. People are saying, okay, Cupid, have you tried that one before?
No.
This one says, I met my husband on Match. We've been married 20 years and together 21. Do you guys think that the paywall has anything to do with it? Like, if you pay monthly, are you going to get maybe a better selection? Do women say that? And they're like, okay, he's doing the premium version. That means he's serious. I'm going to give him a shot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What's your take, Steph?
I don't know about like the different apps. All I know is when my friends who have gotten married and have met on dating apps, they said it's because the profile picture had a dog in it. If you need to borrow Momo, I can give you Momo.
Oh, that's a difference.
Because it shows like, oh my gosh, they love pets. They love animals. Or get a pet. So it shows like you're dedicated and you're an animal lover. Those are the success stories that I've heard on dating apps.
Mercedes, she wants me to lie. She wants me to start off with a lie.
Do we want her to start off with a lie, Steph?
No.
Because then they're going to be like, where's the dog? And he's going to be like, oh, my bad.
I'm a dog walker.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is so good to have you guys here. It is 6:02. It is Thursday, September 11th. That just, every time I say September 11th, I don't know if your guys' minds kind of go to this day. It's Patriot Day, the 24th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, which to me, in some ways, it's hard to explain. In some ways, it feels like it was yesterday to me. And then in other ways, it feels like a lifetime ago. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. It's very surreal.
Yeah. It's like, think about it. Like, do you guys remember where you were when you first heard about the attacks?
I do. I was in my hometown, Washington, D.C. I was interning. Well, no, you know what? I was working at the radio station at that point. And when it initially happened.
You were actually in Washington, D.C. when it happened?
I was in Washington,
D.C. Wow.
Crazier thing about it is that it was in Arlington, Virginia. And when the first plane hit, I believe the Pentagon, right? We saw the smoke.
Wow.
Saw the smoke going across the, I believe it was the Potomac River. But my promotions director came in and he said, you know, Trade Center's been hit. And, you know, it was a lot. Look, to reflect back on it, it was a lot of information. at that time for me to absorb. So first I was in shock, and then, you know, obviously as time went on, started to absorb exactly what was going on. But yeah, I was at the radio station. How about you?
Well, I was working, yeah, here at the radio station, and we were trying to get information. I do remember, I'm going to play some audio from that day. So I just want to give everyone a little bit of, you know, a warning, because I know some of the audio can be triggering for some people, but this was one of the first news reports that we heard that morning.
This just in, you were looking at obviously a very disturbing live shot there. That is the World Trade Center, and we have unconfirmed reports this morning that a plane has crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center.
Here's some audio from when the Trade Center actually collapsed.
We are looking at live pictures of the World Trade Center literally starting to crumble. It is falling apart as we watch these pictures live. The World Trade Center, 110 stories, literally starting to fall.
Just like hearing that, it's like, it's hard, but it's like, I think it's important that we, you know, take this day to at least remember those nearly 3,000 lives that were lost this morning, and families changed forever in the span of a few hours. And what I always think about too is the first responders, the firefighters, the police officers, the EMTs, all those people who like did not even stop to think about their own safety. Yeah. They literally ran into burning buildings, into chaos, into danger to help strangers, and that kind of bravery and that kind of selflessness. It still really gives me chills. It's one of those things that I think it's important that we don't just let this be a day where we just kind of move past it and really take a second for self-reflection. It's a day marked by heartbreak for sure, but it's also a day that I felt showed us how strong that we can be. Mm-hmm. When we came together, people looked out for each other, neighbors became family, and strangers became friends.
Yeah, it definitely shows how strong we as a people are. I fully agree. I remember at that time I was so scared too. Not to take it off the tracks, but I remember just calling my mom. I was like, you know, in tears. You know what I mean? She was worried about me, and you know, we were worried about the whole situation, and it just just reflection. It just just deeply appreciative.
Yeah, the world definitely changed that day. So maybe today, as we remember, we also try to carry some of that forward, be a little kinder and be a little more patient, and remind someone that they matter. I just feel like the small things can really mean everything. And if we all did that, even if it's just for one day, just think about all that good it would bring into the world. You know what I mean?
I know exactly
do
what you
something,
mean.
Do something good today. It's definitely a day that we should never forget. So we've got a lot coming up on the show this morning. Don't go anywhere. Just a few minutes. We're going to get you an early edition of Heads Up. We've got those tickets to the Renaissance Festival. A lot of people have been calling about those. We'll hook you up just in a few minutes. Also, 7:30, we've got your tickets to Disneyland, the Mega Minute happening. We want to send you to the happiest place on earth. That is on the way. And coming up next, we have What's Trending. Selena Gomez just dropped a hilarious wedding detail on Jimmy Fallon. She's got a very unexpected ring bearer lined up, and her guest list looks more like the Grammys than a wedding. I'll tell you all about it coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
Topics trending.
Mercedes in the mornings. What's trending on Mix 94.1.
Selena Gomez is trending this morning. She is so adorable. This girl is on cloud nine right now. I'm so happy for her. She was just on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, and she was also on with her only Murders in the Building co-star Steve Martin and Martin Short. They were talking about the brand new season. Three episodes just dropped, and Jimmy asked her about her wedding, and she did not hold back. She said that she's going to have a very special ring bearer.
You're getting married soon. Yeah. Are you having fun planning?
It's wonderful. I'm very lucky. It's going well. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I'm sure our invites will arrive any day.
Are they invited to the wedding?
Of course they are. Marty's the ring bearer.
Oh, my gosh.
Here's your ring, Selena.
I thought it was so cute. He's even acting it out there on stage. Steve Martin, you could hear. He's going to be at the wedding. So, I mean, think about that. Two comedy legends are going to be front row for her big day. I think it's so cute, their relationship that they all have with each other.
Oh, absolutely. No one's not going to be laughing at that wedding. It's going to be pure comedy. That was just hilarious, just that segment right there.
Yeah, she's not going to stop there with her celebrity guests, though. Taylor Swift has joked about being her flower girl. Ed Sheeran, he's confirmed to be on the list. Paris Hilton is in. David Henry from her Wizards of Waverly Place days, he's going to be there, too. And so basically her guest list is kind of like a Grammys red carpet, if you got it. Selena is marrying Benny Blanco. They've been together since 2023. He proposed last December, and Martin Short, he was actually joking about who she's marrying.
We are all so excited because we love this lady and we love her fiance, Bad Bunny. So...
What?
That's two different people?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Kind of the same.
So Mercedes, I'm doing a side-by-side right now, and if Benny Blanco shaved his hair, I could kind of see
bit. They're just, you know, in that boomer thing where they think everyone is the same person. So she's already kicked things off with a bachelorette party in Cabo last month. And by the looks of it, she is enjoying every second before saying I do. So we're really happy for her. And that is what's trending. Okay, guys, let's do it. It is time to win this morning. We want to hook you up with the tickets right now to the Age of Chivalry Renaissance Festival. It's happening at Sunset Park, October 10th through the 12th. Your four-pack of tickets right now with an early edition of Heads Up. We've got a couple categories for you to choose from. You get 6 answers in 60 seconds, and the tickets are yours. Who's ready to play? Caller 20 is in, 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, well, let's get our contestant for Heads Up this morning. Tara, your caller 20.
Woo! Hi.
Good morning. I hear you have your daughter Kayla with you. Kayla, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, let's do this, guys. We need you to pick a category to win this four-pack of tickets to the Age of Chivalry Renaissance Festival. What do you want to go with? Do you want to go with On Tap or Chow Time?
Chow time? Yeah.
Okay.
Chow time.
Yeah, that sounds good. I think too with Kayla in the car, she'd be better with that than something on tap. Yeah, let's go with that. Chow time it is. National I Love Food Day. It was on Tuesday.
Oh, perfect.
So these are just different food items, okay, guys?
Okay.
If either one of you knows the answer, just shout it out. We're gonna take that, and we just need 6 and 60 seconds. Are you guys ready to go?
Ready.
All right, ladies, good luck. Heads up, and your 60 seconds starts now.
You flip these. You put maple syrup on them.
Pancakes.
Yes, this is, you put meatballs on it. It's a pasta. Yes. This is a Korean palate cleanser. It's, it can.
Oh, kimchi.
Yes. This is a Vietnamese soup. It is. Yes. This is snails that you eat. They're. Yes. This is a Mexican dish that has a lot of seafood in it. It's cold.
Auntie loves.
No.
The shrimp.
No, let's pass on that. This is like noodles in a soup. It's really cheap.
Hummus.
Yes. Wow. Yay! Look at you guys. That was some teamwork. The one we missed was ceviche. That's okay. We had plenty of time, and that makes you guys big winners this morning. Congratulations going to the Age of Chivalry Renaissance Festival. So excited for you. This is such a fun event to go to. We are so happy to have you. Check that out at Sunset Park, October 10th through the 12th. Definitely going to have a great time there, and we'll have another pair of those tickets for you tomorrow morning with Heads Up. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. So we totally missed National Actors Day on Monday, but Steph says we're going to make up for it today with a game she has created. What is going on here?
I've got a fun game for you, Mercedes and Julian, called Casting Call Game.
Ooh.
You two are going to go up against each other. I pulled a cast list from different movies, and I'm going to name actors one at a time. First person to call out the movie wins. You guys are going to ring in by saying your name, so if you know it, say your name. And if that person that rings in first gets it wrong, the other person has a chance to steal.
Okay.
How does that sound?
Okay, I got it. I'm ready.
I don't want to talk trash, Mercedes, but this is my specialty.
Okay, I'm down for the competition. You talk trash on every single game.
I do.
I'm down for the competition.
Okay. I love it. Okay, so here we go. Casting call. Here is movie number one. No Googling, no cheating. Okay?
Okay.
Here's actors number one. Catherine O'Hara. Joe Pesci. Daniel Stern.
Got it. Oh,
what?
Home Alone.
You are correct.
Boom. Boom.
Mercedes is on fire.
Yeah, everyone gets lucky.
I didn't even get to Macaulay Culkin yet. So that's one for Mercedes.
Sorry, I didn't know if I was supposed to buzz in, say my name. Yeah. Was that okay?
Say your name, but I mean, okay,
got it. Sorry.
Okay, movie number two. Okay. Julian, you ready?
I was born ready.
Oh, wait. Is this a free-for-all? Or are we going back and forth? Oh, okay.
I just want to make sure because he was a little... I just want to make sure.
Okay, gotcha.
Yes, great question. Okay, movie number two. It's a free-for-all. First actor. Dave Chappelle. Sam Elliott. Lady Gaga.
I got it.
Okay, Julian, what you got?
A Star is Born.
Is it A Star is Born? You are correct.
Yes, John. Finally, I got one. Finally.
We're only
good
on
job,
two movies,
good job.
Julian. We're only on two movies, okay?
Yes.
Okay, movie number three. Let's do this. Actor. First actor is Stanley Tucci.
Got it.
Oh, what? Jeez. All right, Mercedes, what you got?
Devil Wears Prada.
Oh, my God. How did you know that?
I just guessed.
What?
Was it Devil Wears Prada?
Yes. I was going to say Emily Blunt, Anne Hathaway, Meryl Streep. You didn't even let me get to all the actors.
That movie's on my brain because they're filming the sequel to it right now.
Yes.
And I love Stanley Tucci in that movie. I love him so much. And so that movie was just on my brain. That's funny.
Jeez, Mercedes. I guess it's just, you know, start guessing at this point.
I don't even know who he is.
You don't know who Stanley Tucci is?
I got to Google him.
Oh, he's one of my favorite actors. He does a show where he goes to Italy, different cities in Italy, mm-hmm. and he explores Italian cuisine and just the Italian life. Oh, he's amazing. You gotta watch Stanley Tucci.
Clearly, I gotta check him out. Okay.
All right, let's move on to the next movie. Movie number four. Adam Scott. Catherine Hahn. John Reilly.
It's at the tip of my tongue.
Will Ferrell. Adam Scott.
If we get close to the title, will you just give it to us?
No, gotta be full title.
Well,
Adam Scott.
Okay.
Catherine Hahn. John Reilly. Will Ferrell.
I'm gonna try. I got it.
Okay, Julian, what you got?
It's the that 17 Swords movie. It's like swords.
Know.
You get what I'm saying?
Sorry, Julian, that's incorrect.
I think I know. Can you repeat them one more time?
No, that's cheating. She can't. Can she?
She has a chance to steal.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
Last chance. Adam Scott.
Okay.
Catherine Hahn. John Reilly.
Will Ferrell. Step Brothers.
Is it Step Brothers?
Yes.
You are correct. Mercedes, 3-1. I mean, we could do one more.
That was sneaky how you started with like Adam Scott because that threw me off.
Uh-huh.
But then when you said Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly, then I was like, okay.
All right, let's do one more. Even though Mercedes is ahead, let's just do one for fun. Is that okay?
Yeah, no, I don't know how she gets these. She's very good, I admit.
Okay. Jennifer Coolidge. Selma Blair.
Got it.
Oh my gosh, what you got, Mercedes?
Legally Blonde.
You are correct. And Mercedes wins. Cassie. call. Great job, Mercedes. You were good.
Oh, man.
You know.
Is this the new beat, Mercedes?
That's what I was going to say.
Julian, your cockiness is getting to your head, man.
I'm not going to be a sore loser. I will give her flowers. She is very freaking good. This could actually be a career for you. It is a career for you.
Here's my proposal. Let's do a specialty version next time. Ooh. And do just 80s rom-coms, and you will kick my butt.
Ooh.
You will kick my butt. No ifs, ands, or bootays about it. You'll get it.
That's the only thing I possibly could kick her butt in.
That's not true.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Hey, before we dive into the Hot 3, I just want to take a moment here and tell everyone, you know, we know there are some really serious stories happening right now, like the tragic situations in Colorado and Utah. And the news outlets, they are doing a great job covering all of that. So we are going to leave those details to them and let them report on that stuff to you. And what we want to do here is kind of give you a little bit of a break from all of that and a chance to kind of step away from the heaviness for a little bit, maybe smile a little bit. So that's what we're going to be doing with the Hot 3 today. Just wanted to let everyone know that we're not ignoring anything. We're going to let the experts handle those serious stories. So here, let's get to the Hot 3. This is a really interesting. We make like 35,000 decisions a day. So of course, we're going to regret a few of them. And a new survey says that the average person spends almost 6 days a year wishing that they could undo some of those choices. At the top of the list, staying in a relationship too long is one of the life choices that people regret the most. In fact, most people admit that they have two exes that they would rather completely forget. Some of the other big regrets include caring too much about what people think, not saving more money when they were younger, not exercising or taking better care of their health, and not telling someone how they really felt. Basically, if you're still thinking about that one ex or that what if moment, you are definitely not alone on that.
Yep, I can definitely relate to that. I would say my biggest regret would be not taking more risks when I was younger. You know what I mean? Just going for it in my 20s. Because, you know, you look back and you're like, if I would have made that decision and done this, where would I be now? And don't get me wrong, happy now, but it's always that what if question. Yeah, how about you?
Just looking at the top 10 list of the regrets people have in life, there's things on here like, you know, caring too much about what people think, that I definitely am guilty of. Sometimes trusting the wrong person, that I am most certainly guilty of. I try not to dwell too much on these things because it doesn't serve me, you know, like the regret. It makes me feel bad. And then what good is that doing, you know, unless you're using it as a motivating thing. That then I think it can help you in the future.
Yeah, if it makes you feel any better, you're definitely not the only one. I'm definitely guilty of that as well. But it, you know, I think it comes from a great place, right? It's because you care so much.
Yeah,
you're a very caring person.
That is definitely true. Also, this morning, turns out looks are not everything. A new study shows we are influenced by much more when it comes to attraction. Voices, body movement, even scent all play a role. Scent matters a little less than the other cues, but it's still there. What makes someone the most attractive overall, they say, is when sound and motion line up together, like watching a video where everything is like perfectly in sync. The big takeaway here, I think, is that there's not one single factor that makes a person attractive. It's kind of this mix of the appearance, yes, but the voice, the motion, just their personal preferences, things like that.
Yeah, this makes sense. This is why dancers are so attractive to people, right? Because everything's like in sync. Am I onto something here?
I would say there's something to that. Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's just something very elegant about the way they move, even if it's not like you're not a ballerina. Even like Steph, when you dance, sometimes it's just so elegant, even though like you're doing some sort of hip hop dance or something.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, it goes back to just being a dancer in my perspective. I can only be with a dancer. Like, if they don't have, like, and I hate to sound shallow, it's just like I have that attraction for dancers because not only do they know me and like the way I think, but the way they move, I'm like, hey, baby. Okay.
Listen, ladies, I know y'all are married, but what do y'all think? I wish there was a camera like in the studio. Yeah, right now.
I don't think the audience is getting what you're doing.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm dancing, and I'm also trying to be dancing? In sync and talking. This is my tone.
Mm.
Yeah?
Yeah, you know, practice makes perfect. Practice makes perfect.
Okay.
Finally, this morning, this might be the pettiest divorce story ever. A couple in China is calling it quits after 2 years of marriage, and the reason is they couldn't agree on a name for their baby boy. This kid's over a year old and still does not have an official name, which means no birth certificate. And that has created all kinds of problems, even with basic medical procedures. The hospital tried to issue a temporary certificate and the court even stepped in, but these two would not budge on the name. So now they're divorcing. And on top of everything else, they're in a custody battle over the boy who still doesn't have a name.
I know it sounds wild, but this does not surprise me at all. My parents are Chinese and they argued about everything. Like every...
Did they argue about your name?
I never asked them that. That's a great question. But they'd argue about everything else.
So why not the name?
Yeah, know, no, you're
that
right.
That was probably on the list, right?
Yeah, let me ask you this though. How did you and Matt... come up with your daughter's names, which are great names, by the way.
Thanks. I got the inspiration for Sophie's name from a book I was reading at the time that I was pregnant, The Da Vinci Code. There's a character in there named Sophie, and I just loved it, and I loved her character in the book. And I told Matt, like, I'm reading this book, and I love the name Sophie. What do you think? And he's like, let's do it. And then with Brooklyn, we originally had a totally different name for her. We were going to name her Sadie. S-A-D-I-E. And I went to one of my doctor's appointments and he's talking to me and he's like, what are you going to name this one? And I go, Sadie. And he goes, huh? Like in a way that I was like, oh, I go, do you not like that? He goes, oh no. He's like, it's a beautiful name. I love it. He goes, but that's going to be very confusing in your house. And I was like, how so? He goes, Mercedes, Sadie. I was like, oh, like, I didn't even think about it. I in my mind, it started with an S. My name starts with an M. Like, it would be fine. And so I told Matt, I'm like, oh my God, the doctor was telling me this. He's like, oh gosh. And so the next appointment, I was like, hey, I've been thinking about what you said about that. He goes, I'm not trying to change your kid's name. I'm so sorry. And I was like, well, like, that was just really brilliant. He goes, the way I, you know, try to come up with names is, for instance, like, did you go on any cool trips while you've been pregnant? Is there any place you went that really stuck with you, like any books you've read? And I go, well, we went to New York, walked around Brooklyn, and then I just stopped dead in my tracks. And he looked at me and I looked at him and he smiled and he goes, I think you got a contender. And I was like, and that's how we came up with Brooklyn.
You can thank your doctor for that.
Yeah,
as well. That's
thank
great.
You, Dr. Spoon.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
Hey, Laura, you're caller 20.
Woo! Hi, Mercedes.
Hey, good morning. Are you ready to win a beautiful diamond pendant from Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers?
I hope so. Please be Gen X.
Hi. Hey, I was so excited that we got a winner yesterday. 2 days in a row would be fantastic. So I'm going to leave the studio, leave it up to you. You got this. Just breathe and listen. That's the best advice I can give you, okay?
Okay.
Sounds good. Okay, I'm leaving. Bye, guys.
Bye, right. Mercedes.
Bye. Check it out. Mercedes is exiting the studio. She cannot hear a thing. I'm going to break out the rules for you. You can hear the first 20 seconds of a song. And once you know the correct artist and title, you're going to shout out, got it. Okay? And once you say got it.
Yes.
Yep. Once you say got it, I'm going to stop the clock and the song. And you have 5 seconds to say something. You ready? You ready, Laura?
Yes.
Okay, that sound starts now.
I got it.
Okay, what you got?
Got it.
What we got?
The Tiger by Survivor. Okay. Is it Eye of the Tiger by Survivor?
Eye of the Tiger Survivor. Let's see what happens. Let's bring in Mercedes.
Mercedes.
Hey, Laura, so you're with your daughter, Grace, I hear, yes?
Yes.
Awesome. Shout out to Grace. And you're taking her to Pinecrest Horizon, is that right?
Yes, we are.
Awesome. We're going to make it quick,
we're
okay?
We're going to bring the car loop there.
You got this.
Yes.
No worries. I believe Mercedes is back. Mercedes?
Yes, I am here.
Okay.
Okay.
Ready for the sound?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Sound starts now.
Got it.
Wow.
Eye of the Tiger by Survivor.
Okay, Eye of the Tiger Survivor and Steph with official scores.
Mercedes, you stopped the clock quickly. Your game is back at 1.11 seconds. Eye of the Tiger Survivor is correct.
Okay.
Laura also got Eye of the Tiger by Survivor.
Okay.
Stop the clock at 3.6 seconds.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
So close.
Laura did really well. I'm so sorry, Laura. That one, yeah, that's such an identifiable song. Mm-hmm. The second it comes on, yeah, you can figure out what it is. That means that we are going to increase the value of that beautiful diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. Dun.
Yeah!
Dun, dun, dun.
Let's go!
Your next chance to win with Beat Mercedes tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock. And yeah, let's all get motivated for the day. If this song can't do it, I don't know. You need some more coffee.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. That is Harry Styles. Last night, I was watching The Summer I...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Turn pretty. And at the very end of the show, they played this Harry Styles song. Just stop your crying, it's a sign of the times by Harry Styles. And I am telling you, it stopped me in my tracks. I forgot how insanely good this song is. I was just like, wow, I love this song. And so after I got that little taste on the show, I went down the rabbit hole. The rest of my night turned into a one-woman Harry Styles concert. I must have played this song 20 times in a row. At one point, I was just laying on the couch staring at the ceiling like I was in my own music video listening to the song. It's just, gosh, is there a song for you guys that are not skips? Like, that's, I realize as I'm laying there that there are some songs you cannot skip when they come on. It doesn't matter if you're late. It doesn't matter if you have heard it a million times. When it comes on, you are strapped in for the full 4 minutes, 5 minutes. For me right now, it is Sign of the Times. Does anyone else have that? What is the song you will never, ever skip? 702-364-9400.
Let me just say, I totally understand what you're saying. I thought I was the only one. When you watch like a movie or a show and the song comes on, it really amplifies. Right?
It just hit.
Yes.
Like, it really hit me last night. When you watched last night's stuff, did you feel that from it?
I'm not gonna lie to you. No. I heard the song and I like the song, but it's just like that part of the show is just like, come.
Yeah, yeah, I get that. I get that.
Please, song great with that part of the show. Oh, please just let it end.
Not me. I was like, yeah,
no.
It's the side of the times.
Hey,
do you have a song like that?
Yes, I her name is Twee. She's not like a huge national artist. She's more like regional on the West Coast, and she went viral on TikTok with this song. It's called "Girls Like Me Don't Cry." It's just yes. It's cute, right?
I've never heard of her before. Tell me more.
I will. Hang on, I'm just rocking to it. It makes me so happy every time I hear Mercedes. Like, I listen to this when I'm driving to work, and
it has a good sound. I like it.
It's cute, right? She is from the Bay Area. She is specifically from, I believe Newark, California. She's Vietnamese American, and yeah, she's not like nationally big. I think some radio stations play her, not many. Mainly on the West Coast. She's growing, but you know, right when I heard it, I found it off TikTok. It's just catchy and cute. I like those songs. It just makes you feel good.
Yeah, they're the songs that you will never skip. If they are on, you are listening to the whole thing. Let's talk to Sandra at 702-364-9400. What is it for you, Sandra?
Good morning. Actually, it's my shower song. It's November Rain.
Oh.
And Roses. It's so long and it's awesome.
Oh my gosh. You could take the longest, hottest shower and still get only halfway through the song. Right, Sandra? It's so emotional too. Like the video. Have you seen the video before? Sandra?
Sandra,
yes,
you there?
Yes, I've seen the video. Oh, yes, it's amazing.
It's so amazing. It's like a mini movie. I love it. That's such a good pick. Thank you so much for calling. Let's talk to Sherry. Sherry, what is the song that you will never skip?
Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk. If I am in my car, people think I'm nuts. Because I will be dancing through the whole song.
Okay, let's test the theory, shall we? Are you going to start dancing? Are you going to go crazy here? Where are you at so people know to look out for your car?
I'm on the 215.
Hey.
Before town center.
Oh, I know exactly where that is. I love it. Look for Sherry. She's the one that's dancing all crazy in the car right now. I love it. This is such a good song, Sherry. I can totally see where that would be the one that'll get you going. Let's talk to Jenny. Jenny, what is the non-skip song for you?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Again, a long song. You could probably file your taxes in the time that this song is on. There's so much to do. What's your favorite part of this song? Jenny?
Jenny?
Yes, sorry, I can't hear you.
Oh, sorry. What's your favorite part of that song?
You know what? I'm a millennial. It gives me Wayne's World. It gives me Freddie Mercury, like everything.
It is so, so good, Jenny. I am with you on that. Let's talk to Courtney. Courtney, is there a song for you that no matter what you are doing, you refuse to skip it?
Yes. Drops of Jupiter by Train.
Oh, gosh, this is like peak 90s, right? I love this one.
Makes me super relaxed.
Yeah, I love it. Pat Monahan,
yeah,
in his prime, such a good song. I am a fan. Steph, do you have one of those songs that for you is like a non-skip?
Yes, and this group has been taking over my life at the moment, and it's Gnarly by Cat's Eye.
How can you? Yeah, I'm like obsessed. I really am. Who's your bias in this group?
Oh, my bias is Daniela.
Same!
Sing, girl, sing! She is the dancer of the group.
And Laura.
Laura is a really good one, too. The one that kind of gets on my nerves, but I still love her, is Manon.
But why did she get on your nerves? Why?
You have to watch the documentary, baby. Basically, what happens is when they're building this band, she doesn't go to a lot of the rehearsals because she's too sore and she's too overwhelmed.
Oh, one of those.
Her nickname is Mononymous because we can't find her. Anyway, this song is only 2 minutes and 17 seconds, but I have it on repeat. I know the dance. When you watch the MTV VMAs, you can see people in the crowd even doing the dance. This song and this and Cat's Eye is just taking over my entire life.
Well, that and then the Gap commercial. Mm-hmm. Now Milkshake has become a non-skip for me. And not only do I just love the song in and of itself, I've always loved Khalees, but now I know the choreography to that song. And so literally when I hear it, I have to do the full choreography before I go about my day.
In your living room, right?
Yeah, 100%. Or at the Gap, depending on where I am. It's Mix 94.1.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Jenny, you're caller 20.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, Jenny.
Are you ready to conquer the Mega Minute?
Yes.
All right. I hear you have some help this morning. Who's helping you out?
I do. It's my coworker, Melanie.
Hi, Melanie.
Hi.
I love it. You guys are going to work together on this one. Let's get you this 4-pack of tickets to Disneyland. All you got to do is conquer the Mega Minute. We've got the 10 questions ready to go. You get 60 seconds. You get them all correct in that time. You are going to win. If either one of you knows the answer, just shout it out, because if I hear the correct answer, we're going to move on to the next question, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go, Jenny and Melanie. If you're struggling with a question, you can say pass, or if you get one wrong, and if we have time in the end, we can go back to that question and circle back to it, okay? And the Mega Minute starts now.
What type of beverage is Dasani?
Water.
Yes. Yen is the currency for what country?
Japan.
Yes. What letter comes from after H in the alphabet?
Hi.
Yes. What month is 4 months after September?
January.
Yes. The song When You Wish Upon a Star is from what Disney movie?
Cinderella?
No. What holiday has the most candy sales?
Halloween.
Yes. The slogan Once You Pop, You Can't Stop is for what snack brand?
Pringles.
Yes. Bo Peep is a character from which Disney movie?
Sorry.
Yes, the X-Wing Starfighter is associated with which movie franchise?
Star Wars.
Yes, Albany is the capital of what U.S. state?
New York.
Yes, the song When You Wish Upon a Star is from what Disney movie?
Pinocchio.
Yes, yeah! That means you conquered the Mega Minute! Wait, no, who's...
Oh, wait a minute, what's going on here?
Is there... Am I wrong? Am I wrong?
No, I don't think.
Okay.
Are you wrong?
Who hit the buzzer?
I didn't hit the buzzer.
Steph, did you
that
hit the buzzer?
That must have been a technical malfunction. Hold on. There we go.
No, there must have been a technical difficulty. Yes, she won!
Okay, oh my gosh. I was like, wait a second. That is amazing. Congratulations, Jenny. You just conquered the Mega Minute. That was great teamwork, you guys. I heard Melanie come in with a couple of answers there, and now you got yourself a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort. 2-day, 1-park-per-day tickets. You're also now qualified for the grand prize, which is a 2-night stay at one of the hotels at Disneyland and upgraded tickets. Jenny conquers the Mega Minute. Congratulations. And we will have another chance for you to win tomorrow morning at 7:30.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Before we dive into the Hot 3, I just wanted to repeat myself. I said this earlier this morning. I just wanted to take a second to let everyone know. We know there are some really serious stories happening right now, like the tragic situations in Colorado and in Utah. And the news outlets are doing a really great job covering all of those stories. So we're going to leave those details details to them to cover. We want to, in the Hot 3, give you guys a little bit of a break from all the stuff that's going on and kind of a chance to step away from some of the heaviness for a little bit, maybe smile a little bit. So just wanted to let you guys know this as we get into the Hot 3. Let's talk about Nate Bargatze. He is going to be hosting the Emmys. The Emmys are this Sunday. I didn't realize they were coming up so fast. And he has come up with a brilliant / cruel idea to keep the winners from rambling. He is going to be donating $100,000 to the Boys and Girls Club. But here's the catch. For every second a winner goes over their 45-second limit, he's going to deduct $1,000 from that donation. For every second you go over like 6 seconds, $6,000 gone from the donation. On the other side, if someone keeps it short and sweet and goes under, he's going to add $1,000. So technically, his donation could end up being even more than $100,000. And just to make it a little more awkward, kids from the Boys and Girls Club are going to be actually sitting there to judge you if you're the one cutting into their funding. So no pressure, Emmy winners. No pressure at all.
I get the intent and I appreciate it. But back to what you're saying, it's a little cruel. I mean, what keeps people from just going up on stage and saying, thank you so much, goodbye, have a great night?
That's what I would honestly do. An extra grand for the kids. You're welcome. You know, I think that that's a great idea.
I love the idea. Now, also on the other side, don't you think 45 seconds for such an important award like the Emmys, don't you think they should get more than 45 seconds? I always thought it was too short.
I don't. I think 45 seconds is the sweet spot. I think you can thank all the people you need to thank, and I think you can still say something funny and quirky. It's the people that go on and on and on. It's like they're losing everyone. We're super happy for you, but you know, talking about your cousin Shirley and this and that, I don't think that the audience is going to stay invested in your speech if you do that. You know, it's the ones we remember are always the ones with like the funny punchline, and they're in and out. Do you remember the speeches that go on for 3 minutes?
No, but to be transparent, I don't remember a lot. I don't remember a lot, but I do get what you're saying.
Also this morning, cash may not be king anymore, but sometimes you still need actual bills, and that's getting pricier than ever. Bankrate just released their annual study, and out-of-network ATM fees have hit another record high. They average about $4.86 per transaction, which is up from $4.77 last year. And in some cities, it's even worse. Like Atlanta, they have the highest average fees at $5.37. The only silver lining here is that overdraft fees, they are down slightly, averaging $26.77. So we're still paying more for cash, but hey, we'll save a buck if we accidentally overdraw. So there's the silver lining.
Writing this down, $4. This is insane. You know, I've never had an ATM card, so I don't know what that's like.
How do you get cash?
Yeah, so I'm really old school. I'm so old school.
Oh, you go to the bank?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Here's what I do. I have a credit card. We all have credit cards. And then I go to the bank, and I take out a specific amount of money. And that's all it is. You just have to train yourself. Just go to the bank when you need to, right?
It's just not very convenient for me.
Yeah.
But, you know, if that works for you, why not? I just go into an ATM really quick. And is there a reason why you don't want to get an ATM card? I mean, it's not that it's not that hard to get one.
Honestly, fear. Ease, the ease of accessibility.
This is a self-restraint kind of thing here.
Exactly.
Have you had issues in the past?
No, it's something innate me. I don't know what it is, and you might know the word for it. It's just ever since I was a kid, I was always had a fear of not being able to control myself. So I set these guardrails just in life, and I don't know what you call that. Maybe
it sounds like you don't trust yourself.
Maybe. Yeah, you're right. And you're helping me see that. So thank you.
I'm acting as a therapist.
Yeah, thank you.
I didn't even realize it. The person that needs therapy is giving therapy. I don't think this is a good thing. I really don't. Finally, this morning, there is one way to make sure you will never forget your phone in the bathroom. In some public restrooms in China, you literally have to watch an ad before you can get toilet paper. A video going viral has shown how it works. What you do is you scan a QR code and then an ad plays on your phone. And then the dispenser gives you, wait for it, 6 squares. So if you need more, you've got to watch another ad. Now, the alternative is paying a few cents, but only if you have mobile pay on you. So basically, no phone, no paper. Good luck.
I don't like this idea, but whoever came up with this idea is an evil genius. What do you think about this if they brought it to the States?
I don't. Yeah, I'm not a fan. Imagine explaining like why you were late to work because you had to binge watch commercials in the bathroom. I don't know. I wanna be next to you. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. My friend told me something that happened to her last weekend, and this is kind of crazy. Has anyone ever been in a situation where someone did something in your own home and that pretty much guaranteed that they would never get an invite back to your home? And if so, like what happened? 702-364-9400. 2 days ago, I was just going through it. It was a day and my friend knew I was having a day and she just texted me out of the blue and she said, "We're meeting up and you're not allowed to say no." And I was like, "What?" And so she wanted me to get out of the house. So we went and we grabbed a coffee and just kind of caught up. And that's when she told me what went down at her place over the weekend. I guess she had a bunch of coworkers over for dinner, like a bonding kind of situation, and everything was actually fine. And one of her coworkers disappeared into the bathroom for kind of a long time. And I guess she went to check and she could hear like the medicine cabinet, like the door opening. Mm-hmm. And then she could hear like pill bottles shaking. Oh. And so she's like, "What's going on?" So she kind of, "Hey, you good?" And then it all went kind of silent. She's like, yeah, I'll be right out. So she walked away. And you know when someone has that guilty look on their face? She said she just looked really guilty. So she's like, "Oh, I'm going to run to the bathroom." She didn't have to go, but she went to look. And she could tell that her coworker went through her medicine cabinet. And get this, she took the leftover Vicodin from my friend that she had from when she got her wisdom teeth pulled out.
Oh, wow.
And the thing is, she didn't even put the bottle back. Like, it was like left sitting out on the counter.
She's not even a good thief.
Yeah, like, I don't know if she forgot it or what. So my friend was like, "That is the first and that is the last time I ever invite her to my home." Like, she was just felt, and she didn't say anything to her at the time. I guess work is a different situation now, but has anyone ever done that where you invited someone into your home, they did something, and that pretty much guaranteed that they will never, ever, ever get an invite back? Can anyone beat that? Or what would you do in that situation? 702-364-9400.
Yeah, Mercedes, I wouldn't say I can beat it, but I'm very particular. And a buddy of mine, I've known him forever. He stayed over at my, this is a couple years ago. His name is Mike. And he came over, he stayed over for a couple days. And long story short, you know when you wash your face and you're like washing your hands and all the water around the sink, you know, like water gets on the sink, like all around it and whatnot? He leaves it, that's my biggest pet peeve. He leaves it just drenched over the next couple days, right? And he doesn't even dry it. He's leaving washcloths all over the place, takeout bags of food all over the dining room table, which is another pet peeve of mine. And then get this, the crescendo is I go into the bathroom. On the third day he's staying, and guess what he leaves?
What?
He leaves a present. This dude leaves a present. He doesn't even flush the toilet.
Oh, gosh. I was not expecting it to go there. I thought I was like maybe in a present to apologize for, you know, being a house guest. Here's a candle, something like that. I had no idea you were going there.
Me neither. I didn't expect this present. It wasn't a nice present. It was a smelly present. So after that, I said, "You know what, Mike, I love you, but if he has to stay over, I'm probably going to divert him." Yeah, it's just, I'm not really into like the messiness. It makes me feel very uneasy.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's only appropriate if you're a guest in someone's home to try to stay as tidy as possible. I get it. We all have our moments. I've never thought about the water around the sink kind of thing. Now I'm going to be super paranoid about that because I'm like, I think I'm a dripper. I never really thought about that. So now I'm going to be more aware of that. But yeah, have you ever had a house guests come over for the first and last time, what did they do? Someone just texted and said, come to my house and change my thermostat settings. Oh, that's an automatic, like, don't even touch that. Let's talk to Gwen. Hey, Gwen, what happened to you?
Hi, I had a sleepover for my son and his friends. They're like 11 years old. One of the moms dropped her son off with a giant big gulp full of Pepsi. This kid would not go to bed. He would not let anyone else sleep. And all the other kids were so, like, horrified. I was horrified. He was up at 3, 4 a.m. and I'm going, go to bed, go to bed. He just wouldn't.
You know, I know that sleepovers are kind of a rite of passage, but I hate sleepovers. Right. Do you like them, Gwen?
And I was like, never again.
Like, I don't want people to sleep over at my house. I don't want my kids to sleep at your house. Like, I don't know. Why are sleepovers such a big thing? And I was the same way as a kid. Can I spend the night? Yeah. And then in the middle of the night, I call my mom, like, I want to come home. You know, it's just terrible.
I think for kids, it's like a sense of freedom. You know what I mean? They're like, oh, I'm going to be able to, like, let loose with my friends and party. I'm just curious why, you know, if I was the parent, I'd probably try to take the soda away.
Yeah, but you can't parent someone else's kid.
Yeah, okay.
If someone tried to do that to my kid and they're like, no, behavior in your house, you 100% have the right to discipline my kid verbally. But that's about as far as it goes. But do you think that they should say, like, hey, you can't have this, if they already came with it?
Well, now that you say that, that's a good point. Maybe because I'm not a parent, I don't know. I would probably try to coax in there and be like, oh man, that soda looks delicious. Could I have some? And then drink it all.
Ew.
No? I don't know. I'm just trying to think of ways to, if this kid is, he's
I'd
on
just be like, hey, that soda, it looks watered down. Let me take care of that for you. And then just maybe never come back to it again. Here's some text coming in at 702-364-9400. It says, this one says, my neighbor asked to use my bathroom and came out 20 minutes later wearing my perfume. She straight up went through my stuff. Done. This one says, my kid's friend lit a sparkler in the living room on the 4th of July. Carpet still has the burn mark, banned. And then this one says, my aunt let her kids jump on my couch until the frame broke. Then she got mad at me for telling them to stop. Guess who has not been invited back since? Steph, I know you have a house guest that you do not like to come over to your house. Mm-hmm. And it, like, what they did is so disgusting. I think you need some time to tell this story. You told me about this and I was like, I would never let this person back in my home again. Do they have a permanent ban or are you still allowing them in your home?
I have boundaries. They can come over, but they can't spend the night because they've made me clean up things that I shouldn't be cleaning.
Oh, yeah, I gotta hear this.
So Steph will tell her story on the person. Well, I don't know if we're gonna say who the person is, but what they did to get banned. And then more of your calls. Why did someone come into your house one time and never get an invite back? 702-364-9400. The home of Vegas. What is something that someone did in your home that made you say, okay, you are never, ever, ever stepping foot in my house again? Maybe they brought Tupperware before dinner was even served. Maybe they let their kids go wild and break your stuff. Or maybe it was just something so bizarre you can't believe it even happened. 702-364-9400. We were just talking about a friend of mine who had one of her coworkers that was at her house steal medication right out of her bathroom cabinets. So yeah, she is officially banned. Let's talk to Lisey. Lisey, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We are good. Thanks for calling. So what happened? Why did you set up a ban for your home?
So I had some cousins come in town for about a week, and we converted one of my daughter's guest bedroom or one of my bedrooms into a guest bedroom. And after they left, we found pee all over the clothes in the dresser. To be fair, they're young. I think they were going out a lot, probably a drunken sleepwalking session.
Oh.
But yeah, my husband was like, no more, never again.
Did you ever confront your cousin for that?
I did. I just messaged him and I was like, hey, do you sleepwalk? Because
you know, this is what I found. And he was like, I'd like to think I didn't do that, but I don't know.
Lisey, would you ever give them a pass? You know, if they never did it again, like let's say you talk to them and they said, oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassed, we'll never do it again. Would you ever maybe bend that rule?
I love my cousin. I would probably be like, you're not staying in my kid's room again. We're going to have to figure out a couch situation.
Got
right
it.
Next to the bathroom.
Oh, man, I don't even know if I offer the couch. The couch, I'm like, I don't want you to pee on my couch either. That's a bummer. Thanks, Lisey. Let's talk to James. James, when did you invite someone to your house once and then never again? What happened?
Well, I didn't really personally invite him myself. My wife did. It was my wife's best friend's husband. He was going to work in town for a week, so he asked if he could stay with us. While you're staying, what he did behind our back, not letting us know, he ordered HBO, HBO Max, Playboy, and all these other channels. And we didn't find out about any of it until we got the bill from the internet company, from the cable company.
I'm not...
And then I'm furious about it. We confront him. Oh, yeah, I'm going to pay. It's like, why are you ordering this stuff? And then they tell me it's on a different account. I got to find out the hard way about it. So I'm furious. I go like, yeah, you're taking care of this immediately, this bill, because it was several $100.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Wait, hold on. That's a lot of Playboy.
And you will never, ever stay foot in my house ever again. I got kids here and everything, and you're going to do this little number?
He's like, can I just at least get your login, though? James, I'm with you. That's a permanent ban. Permanent. There's no apology that could save that one.
No. I was so mad, I was ready to throw a cream pie at him.
You should have. James, did he ever? Okay.
Well, go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask, James, did he ever give you anything back? Like any money, anything?
No.
Mm. Oh, two cream pies, buddy. Two cream pies.
Sorry.
I told the company, I'm not paying for this. I said, I don't care if it's a separate account.
Got
all this stuff's supposed to be blocked.
Got it.
I'm
thank,
not paying for this.
Thank you so much, James.
That's crazy, James. Thanks for calling. Steph, I've been dying for you to tell this story because it's crazy. I know you're very generous with letting people stay with you, but sometimes people take advantage of this.
Yeah, I feel like I'm super patient too, and I let this happen three times. So the first time I had a house party when I was in college, and one of my best friends spent the night. He slept on the couch, and I woke up to pee on the couch.
You and Lisey, man.
Yeah, but this isn't the first time. So he admitted, obviously, you can't deny that it was him because he got up and it was wet on the couch. So I had to clean it. I forgave him. It was a drunken night. A few years later, when I moved here to Vegas, actually, there were two instances. The first instance was he was drunk. He walked outside my door and he peed in my bushes. So now I'm like, okay, I don't have to clean that mess, but I could see it on our Ring camera door, like their motion section.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh my God, well, one, what are our neighbors thinking? Whatever. But the third time is what really messed me up. And I'm so frustrated with him. Another drunken night. This was a couple years later. He spent the night. And I, when I woke up the morning after, I noticed that the washing machine was wet. I went to go put stuff in there and do my laundry. I'm like, what is this? I went to go touch it and it was yellow pee.
What? Are you serious?
So I'm like, who did this? It wasn't any of the other friends because they're all girls and I just don't know how that would work.
That would be hard. Yeah.
And I'm sorry, it's not the washing machine on the top. It's the dryer where you can like pull it on the side and it's able, like, you know, if you're a guy, it's easy to do that. I asked James, I'm like, babe, did you accidentally pee in the dryer? He goes, no, why would I do that? And I knew it was him. I knew it was my best friend. I went to go confront him and I'm like, dude, there's pee in my dryer. He goes, that wasn't me. I don't know what you mean. There's only two guys in this house. It's you and James. So you got to admit it. And he's like, it wasn't me. I swear. So after that, I got fed up. I'm like, I'm sorry, dude. You can't spend the night here anymore. Yes, you're one of my closest friends, but that's it.
Is your friend a dog?
No, he's a guy.
Okay, just want to make sure. It's like, I guess because I don't drink, I've never heard of this whole like drinking and peeing thing, not being able to control yourself. This is crazy to me.
Maybe here was his logic. And because he was drunk, maybe it made sense. He thought, okay, I gotta pee. peeing in the washing machine, that's a bad idea. But if I pee in the dryer, I can dry it up after I pee. Maybe that was the whole idea behind it.
Maybe. And then he was like, oh, if I clean this up and then I get my towels and then dry it in
there.
He's like, she'll never notice.
Oh, I don't blame you for the permanent ban on that one. But yeah, let's try to do better, drunk people. When we drink, let's try to avoid appliances, furniture, closets with children's clothes, things like that, you know? All right, let's do it. It is time to win, guys. We are playing Heads Up right now, 702-364-9400. And this is such a cool prize. I love it. Two tickets to see Daughtry. Daughtry coming to Laughlin, the Edge Pavilion, on September 20th. Not only will you get tickets to the show, but get this. We want you to just hang out there after the show and not have to drive back to Vegas. We've got a one-night hotel stay for you at the Edgewater Casino. This is so cool. Caller 20 right now. You get the tickets and the hotel stay when you win Heads Up. You get to pick your category. And when you get six answers in 60 seconds, the tickets are yours. Caller 20 plays right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Marissa, you're caller 20.
Good morning.
Let's do this. We want to send you off to Laughlin to see Daughtry in concert and stay at the Edgewater Casino. We got a night's stay. Let's pick a category for Heads Up. Do you want to go with Law and Order or Quiet Please?
Ooh. Let's do Quiet Please.
Quiet Please. Okay, Libraries Remember Day is today. So these are all things that are associated with libraries and books, things like that, okay?
Okay.
Okay, we got this. No problem. 6 and 60 seconds. You ready to do this?
I'm ready.
Okay, Marissa, good luck. Heads up. 60 seconds starts now.
This is the person that tells you shh when you go there.
Librarian.
Yes. This is what you check out when you go to the library.
The book.
Yes. This is the person that writes the book. They are the what?
Author.
Yes. If a book is just purely made up, it's this type of book.
Fiction.
Yes. This is, if it's on the New York Times this list.
Bestseller.
Yes. This is like Vogue, Vanity Fair.
Magazine?
Yes.
Yeah!
Wow. Marissa, that had to be a new record. That was crazy fast. Oh my gosh. Congratulations.
Thanks, girl. You're so good at that.
Oh, you are good. My partners are amazing, and you are going to see Daughtry. This is going to be such a fun show. Little out of town getaway. You get to head to Laughlin to see him at the Edge Pavilion. And once the show's over, you get to chill because we have a night hotel stay for you at the Edgewater Casino. Congratulations. And if you're wanting to win this cool prize package, don't worry. We have another one to give away same time tomorrow morning. Be listening for that. It's Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? or a whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress, just like David says. Sleep easy, friends.
Before we get into the Hot 3, I just want to quickly say this again. We know that there are some very serious and heartbreaking stories unfolding right now, especially in Colorado and Utah. And the news outlets are doing a great job covering those details very thoroughly. And we are going to leave that to them when it comes to the Hot 3. What we're going to try to do here is kind of give you guys a little bit of a breather from all of that and just a space to step away from the heaviness for just a few minutes, hopefully smile a little bit. So that's what we're going to do this morning with the Hot 3. Just want to let you guys know. If you are still wincing every single time you buy groceries or pay a utility bill, you are definitely not alone. There's a new survey out and it finds that the cost of living is the number one challenge that Americans are dealing with in 2025. Almost half of people say it's their biggest personal struggle. And then coming in much lower is the physical health that they are dealing with, the mental health. They tie around 26%. And after that, it's like work-life balance, political or social issues. What's interesting, though, is in the past, people usually name things like healthcare and housing as their top concerns. But now it's pretty clear the economy is what's stressing people out.
Yeah, it's kind of tied in together, right? Like when you think healthcare and just the economy all together, I think I'm thinking about rent and all these things. It kind of leads to the first one that you said, right? Just money, making money, saving money.
Yeah, I think it's just it's really hard to hear. I mean, it's not a big shocker. I feel like my grocery bill feels like a horror movie every single week. It's like, oh my gosh. But yeah, and then the work-life balance in fourth place, I was like, that's more like work-life imbalance, you know? Yeah. Sometimes it can get really, really tricky to deal with.
Yeah, I personally gotta stop making excuses and actually just start walking and running and getting healthier. Because so many friends tell me you will have a clearer mind and all the things you're worried about, even financial will. It's not going to be solved, but it will help you, I guess, for lack of a better word, they're saying it'll have your have a better outlook on things.
Well, yeah, I think it helps you focus. We just recently started doing our nightly walks. We used to do them every single day, and then we quit. It was so hot outside. We're like, oh, I don't want to go out there. And so I just go to the gym. But I don't get that same mental clarity at the gym that I do just being outside and touching grass, if that makes it. It sounds so simple, but just being outside and looking at the sky and just breathing that air is a little different for me. I know it's not the same for everyone. Like Steph, you said yesterday you finally went to the park for the first time in a long time. Did you feel mentally just like that was kind of where you needed to be?
Oh my gosh, yes. Just sitting on the grass and just feeling the wind, and it feels so good outside with the weather right now.
Yeah.
Even Momo was loving it. He goes, oh, fall is coming. Yay.
Your dog talks.
He does. He's like, yeah. We have a special connection. I know exactly what he's saying.
It's so funny because like I feel like even though they don't actually speak English. I feel like your dogs do talk to you. Like, you can hear what they're saying just based on their looks or their movements. Like, they're literally saying words to you. So when you said that, I actually was kind of serious, you know?
Yes, and you could just tell by their body language. Like, when Momo goes on a walk, when the weather starts to get cooler, he is more excited. He's just like, yeah. Oh my God, finally!
Sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Also this morning, today is National Make Your Bed Day, and apparently the way you treat your sheets says a lot about your life. Studies show that people who make their bed daily are happier, they sleep better, and yes, they have more relations. One poll found that non-bed makers, they have fun in bed about twice a week, but those who make their bed average 3 times a week. So, yeah, that's a 50% boost there, guys, all because you tucked in your blanket. And bed makers are more likely to see unmade sheets as a turnoff. So if you're trying to impress someone, they come home to your house and they see your bed is not made, it's a big turnoff.
Well, before I ask you, I must be in the minority, because I make my bed every single day, and all these benefits that you just listed off, I ain't seen it. I ain't seen it.
Maybe, yeah, you're part of the other percent that doesn't get the benefits. Yeah, we make our bed every single day. If it's not made, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm not dressed. It really drives me crazy. The benefit to me waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning is I don't have to make the bed during the week because my husband makes it. But on the weekends, I'll usually make the bed.
And you've never not made the bed, so you don't have nothing to compare it to, right?
Yeah, like, when I was a kid, I didn't like to make my bed. But now, I don't know. I'm OCD about it. How about you, Steph?
I kind of judge people when I see people's bed unmade when I'm going to other people's houses.
What do you think?
I'm just like, dude, you couldn't take 30 seconds to make your bed, or at least have, you know, when like you do the lazy make your bed, like you don't tuck the sheets in, at least you just do the comforter and the pillows. Like, they didn't even have the time to do that. For me, when I see people's just like beds not made, I'm like, you could have taken the time when you knew your guests were coming over, people. Noted. I know what you're not getting at night.
Yeah, I know. When you're spending those nights alone. Finally, this morning, a professor from Cambridge says cemeteries could be obsolete in the next few years. Instead of visiting graves, we may end up carrying our dead loved ones in our pockets through AI apps. By 2030, people might be able to talk to digital recreations of family members 24/7. And they're predicting that it's going to become really popular. There's also some worry, though, on what this means for humanity if we're constantly interacting with artificial versions of people that we love that have passed away. So yes, in the future, you could still call your mom or your dad, even if they're no longer there. But we all know it's not really them. It's just an AI version of them.
I'm pretty open-minded. This is just strange. This is the strangest thing I've ever heard. Back to what you're saying with the humanity aspect. Come on. If someone's passed away, you want to have that moment in the cemetery. At least I do. I cannot imagine talking to some fake voice saying, "Hey, Dad, how you doing today? Oh, I'm doing fine, Julian. I'm just upstairs. You know, I'm just playing the violin." I don't want to hear that.
No,
because it's not really my dad.
I would get some comfort in it. I'm not going to lie. I would. I still have the voicemails that my dad left me, and I'll listen to them all the time. And sometimes I respond to them. There's some comfort there, that just hearing his voice. And even if I know it's not really him, just kind of having something that sounds like him, I think it would give me a little bit of comfort. Would I utilize it to the point where I forget what's reality and what's AI? No, I don't think so. But I do see myself getting a little bit of comfort from something like that.
The voicemails, by the way, that's a great thing. I do the same thing.
Yeah, just, you know, but the thing, I don't really know that I want my relatives available 24/7. I can already hear my grandma like, "You're gonna wear what?" No, you are not wearing that. So what are you thinking? So yeah, there's the hot three. It's Mix 94.1. All right, she is making headlines not only for her win of Miss Nevada USA, but also for the platform in which she is bringing attention to. Welcome, Miss Nevada USA, Mary Sickler. Good morning.
Woo! Hello, good morning.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you on the show. First of all, congratulations. You've been Miss Nevada USA for how long now? How long has it been? A couple of months?
It's been a couple of months. I was crowned at the end of July.
And you are back in the news. And I think this is a really cool reason for it, because you are talking about something that a lot of people don't want to talk about, and you're taking the stigma out of it. And that is alopecia. We've been talking about this on the show. Talk to us a little bit about your journey with alopecia.
Yes. So I noticed that I started losing hair in December of 2024. So it's been less than a year. And over the course of this year, I've just proceeded to lose more and more hair. I lost my eyebrows, my eyelashes, and I was diagnosed with alopecia universalis, which meant basically that I was just going to lose my hair everywhere. And that was something that was really hard to hear. I mean, I'm 22, I'm a professional model, so hair was really a big part of my identity. But I always had this dream to be Miss USA, and I wasn't going to let something so small as hair get in the way of that dream. So I decided to compete, and now I am on my way to Miss USA.
Mary, it's an awesome story. I just got to say, I actually can totally relate to you. I got alopecia last year, and just when I heard your story, I was just really proud and just amazed and all those things. Do you see alopecia? Do you see it as a platform to shift the beauty standards that's in pageantry today and just fashion overall?
Absolutely. I will be the first girl to walk on the Miss USA stage that has embraced having alopecia, which I think is such an incredible feat for anyone who has felt like they don't measure up to the standards of beauty that have been previously set. I want to make sure that I'm inspiring everyone to know that it doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't matter what trials you're facing. You can achieve your dreams, and I'm living proof of that.
So when you competed for Miss Nevada USA, you were wearing a wig. You didn't want this to define you. Now, when you move on to Miss USA, what's that competition going to look like for you?
Absolutely. So I am now open and honest with my story. And my whole goal for being there is I want to live out my motto, which is to turn your pain into your purpose. And I believe that my purpose in life is to inspire others and inspire our whole nation by using and telling my story. You know, I think everyone in life faces trials, and everyone in life has felt like they don't fit in at some point in their life. And I want to show that we are so much stronger than our trials. And I truly believe that God has put these mountains and these trials in front of us to make us so much stronger.
So what does it mean to you to personally represent our state now here in Miss USA?
It is just the best to be able to represent Nevada. I truly believe that there is no state like it. We have so much diversity within our state, both in the people and also in the state itself. I mean, we have the Vegas Strip, we have Reno, we have some of Lake Tahoe, we have the Hoover Dam. There is so much Nevada has to offer, and I'm just extremely proud to be able to represent this great state.
It's awesome. And you're currently studying pre-law at Rice University. Is that right?
Yes. So I want to be a women's rights attorney. My whole goal is to be an affordable women's rights attorney. And I am just so proud that I'm able to hopefully do that in a few short years after law school.
Well, we are, of course, going to be rooting for you. Miss USA, do we have a date for the pageant yet?
We do not have a date, but it should be sometime in October.
Okay. All right. Well, you know who's going to be rooting for you. We are pulling
Thank
for you.
You.
And we are just really, we're really proud that you are representing our state. What a cool thing. Yes, this does not define you, but it certainly does set you apart in a way that you are advocating for a lot of people that haven't advocated for themselves. So we thank you for that. And we're excited to see what you do, Mary. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.